A day after Attorney General Eric Holder announced his resignation, he made a long-planned visit to Scranton, Pennsylvania. He won his first big trial there as a young public corruption prosecutor nearly 40 years ago. The trip put Holder in a mood to reflect on his life and legacy. He spoke with NPR justice correspondent Carrie Johnson.
For Eric Holder, the federal courthouse in Scranton represents his earliest success in the law. That's why he says it makes sense this place in the middle of Pennsylvania would be the last U.S. attorney's office he visits.
This, for me, was just almost like completing a circle. I came here as a really young and inexperienced trial lawyer, and I came back as the head of the agency that I had just joined back in 1978.
After those early years, Holder reached nearly every goal he set for himself. U.S. Attorney in Washington, D.C., Deputy Attorney General in the Clinton administration. And then, finally, in February 2009, he became the first African-American Attorney General, a job he says is the best he'll ever have, one that shaped him as a lawyer and a person. All that ran through his mind, Holder says, when he stood next to President Obama Thursday afternoon.
All of that was coming together and made yesterday very emotional and made me very concerned that I was not going to be able to get through my remarks.
Holder looked down during that announcement and bit his lip when the president referenced his late father, an immigrant who raised the family in a modest home in Elmhurst, Queens. He says his father was denied a seat in a whites-only train car while he was in military uniform.
He was a guy who didn't finish high school, who always put a great value on education. He tried to hide that from us. I didn't know that, actually, until I got to college.
I asked Holder about his mother, too. She lived long enough to see him become attorney general, but grew sick and died before what Holder views as his most significant civil rights accomplishments. He's sorry his parents couldn't be there to see him stand next to the president Thursday.
It was interesting. I was talking to my brother last night about this, and I said that I would have given 5 years of my life for them to spend 5 minutes at that ceremony to see what their little boys had accomplished. That was emotional also because I was cognizant of the fact that she wasn't there.
Then the attorney general turns to the work he still wants to do before he leaves once his successor is nominated and confirmed by the Senate. That list starts with an ongoing review of the death penalty, a practice Eric Holder personally opposes, but one he's authorized several times over the past 5 years. President Obama asked him to look at capital punishment after three states botched executions earlier in the year. But Holder gives the impression his review is going to talk about a lot more than how many drugs states should use in lethal injections.
We have to look at some of the empirical evidence that we have and see how effective is the death penalty as a deterrent. And what do we see from the various states where the death penalty is used?
That includes violent crime rates. Next, I ask what he most regrets, and he immediately mentions a grim visit to the crime scene in Newtown, Connecticut, the school where a gunman killed 20 children almost 2 years ago.
And my regret is that coming out of the horror that we saw personally did not result in the formulation and passage of reasonable gun safety measures.
If he stays at the Justice Department through December, Eric Holder will be the third longest-serving attorney general in U.S. history.
I want to continue to be involved talking about criminal justice issues and civil rights issues to somehow figure out a way to bridge the gap between communities of color and law enforcement. My government service might be over, but I don't think my public life is.
Carrie Johnson, NPR News.